Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is a new visitation, not a dream, not a vision, but a visitation from the angel Gabriel to Vicki Goforth Parnell. So it's called a proclamation of the seven-year tribulation is about to start. Now, before I get started, a couple of things I want to say. I heard the voice of God say, the seven seals play over 7 years, the seven trumpets play over 7 months, and the seven vials play over 7 days. Also, in my 40 years of studying Bible prophecy, I had always known that Daniel 9:24, I think it is, it says, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. I've always understood that, and most prophecy teachers do, that that is the start of the tribulation. Now, I have assumed that the opening of the first seal would also start the seven-year tribulation. But that's not a guarantee. But what is a guarantee is a confirmation of the covenant. So today she's about to tell us that that confirmation of the covenant, the seven-year tribulation, is about to start. Now, here's the problem. We humans, when we say something's about to happen, we look at our watch. Or at the most, we look at our calendar. But since God, a day is with him is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is 1 day. So when he says something is about to start, it's been my discovery that that does not necessarily mean it's even this year or even in the next couple of years. I mean, if you go back to Revelation, and he says, seal not the prophecies of this book, for the time is at hand. That was 2,000 years ago. So I don't know how long it is until the seven-year tribulation starts, but I'm sure you, like I have been praying, Lord, be sure and let me know. I want to know as early as possible when it's about to start. So that's the point of this program today. Now, before we get started into it, a brief word from our sponsor, one of the people that help us keep going, and that is Joseph Kitchen. In case you hadn't heard the story, I actually started the company a couple of years ago, and that's a long story I won't get into. And then I gave it to my daughter. She's done a really good job of it. And I encourage you to go to josephskitchen.com, watch some of the videos. They will explain to you how it all works. So I just pulled this off of Joseph's Kitchen website just moments ago, and they don't bother telling me everything that's going on. I mean, they have their job, I have mine. But they've come up with a new starter package here, $5.97. You can get started with making your own homemade whole wheat bread. See if you like it. $600, $5.97. So I'd recommend you go there and check it out. But I'd recommend really, you're not going to beat their prices. You're just not, okay? Most of your long-term storage food, emergency food, you're talking $9,000 or $10,000 to feed one person for a year. You can do it at Joseph Kitchen for about $1,000. So they're not half price. They're not 25% of their price. They're more like about 10% of their price. JosephKitchen.com. All right, anyway, let's get started. So 225-24, Vicki Goforth Parnell. Hear ye, daughter of Zion, the word of the Lord, of God Almighty, Most High Jehovah, in his name, ruler of righteousness, Gabriel. So she's saying, is that you? And he says, yes, daughter of faith and of Zion, it's me, the angel Gabriel. She says, I see before me once again the angel Gabriel. He's dressed in his holy armor that shines with the glorious glow of Father God, where he's been in his holy presence. There beside him and beside him are other angels, holy angels of God, beautiful, yet fierce, to behold in their magnificence armor and weapons from heaven, very similar to what we have here on earth, but only bigger. And there are 6 angels accompanying the angel Gabriel, who has walked closer to my bed where I'm sitting, and I've been sleeping after staying up with Father God and my lovely Jesus into the early morning hours of the morning. Gabriel, why are you here, may I ask? I bring word from heaven, a holy proclamation for the people of your world. Let Father God's will be done in all things. Gabriel gives me a small smile in agreement, then turns to the closest holy angel on his right. He gives him a short, curt nod, and immediately the six other angels accompanying him vanish from my sight. Gabriel, why are there so many armed holy angels with you with bows and lances, and where do they go? They have been sent to secure further the surrounding atmosphere. This is actually important. The war in heaven has begun with the dragon and his angels. Now, I'll tell you right up front here in just a second, there has begun and our has begun is not the same. So just because it's begun in the spirit doesn't mean it's begun here on earth, and you're about to see that with what she's about to say. The battles are fiercer than ever before. Soon Michael the archangel, warrior with his angels, shall cast them down forever to the earth's surface below. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, wait a minute, I thought he had already been cast out of heaven, and I'm going to explain that. The people of our world will suffer greatly, more so than now. When this happens, won't we, Gabriel? So, in other words, she's saying, when the seven-year tribulation starts, there will be much greater suffering. And he says, yes, daughter of Zion, especially the children of the risen Lamb, us, okay, especially Christians are going to get the worst of it. We understand that. Especially the children of the risen Lamb who accepted him into their hearts as Lord and Savior. I see compassion for our people in his intelligent, gentle blue eyes. Now, let me explain. I think I explained this. I think I do. In my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, which I'm going to offer you here in just a second. So my understanding is there's actually two wars in heaven. One has already taken place. The other one is yet to take place. And I'll explain to you when. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon. Now, this was before Jesus was even born, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his heads. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Now, meaning that this is when Lucifer, iniquities found in him, and he was cast out, and his angels were cast out with him. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. That's what tells us this first war happened before he was even born. And she brought forth a man-child that would be Jesus, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. That's the first war. Now, here's the second war. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. This takes place in the middle of the tribulation. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, for the power of his Christ. Now, here's the thing that messes with a lot of people. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Meaning, up until the middle of the tribulation, Satan is still in heaven. Yes, he was cast out, but obviously he has access once again because he is the accuser of our brethren. And this verse says he accuses them before God day and night. So while he was cast out before Jesus was born, apparently at least him, he was allowed access back. So this is the second war in heaven, but the second war in heaven, when he's cast out this time, he's not given access again. This is going to explain it. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I do not think that this means that in order for you to be an overcomer, you must be killed for the name of Jesus. But I do think it means that you must be willing to. But not to worry. Most of us Christians, will be killed by the time we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and out of the sea, for the devil has come down on you, having great wrath. Why? Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. That takes place in the middle of the tribulation. Now, how do we know Lucifer possesses the body of the Antichrist? Well, because in the middle of the tribulation, when Lucifer is cast down, he comes down and inhabits the body of the Antichrist. How do we know that? This is the verse. And they worshiped the dragon, that's Lucifer, which gave power to the beast, that's the Antichrist. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who's like unto the beast, who's able to make war with him? So at that point, I mean, that's the whole point. Jesus, as in the next verse, says, and he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's the whole thing that Lucifer wants. Out of his whole existence, he wants the worship he sees the Father God get. And he is willing to require it rather than Father God gets it out of our free will. So, in the middle of the tribulation, he, and if there are any other angels left up there, and the Bible doesn't tell us exactly, he is then cast out. And that's when he inhabits the body of the Antichrist. Now, if you want to understand all this, then I recommend you get my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, which I'll talk about it. Here we go. So, this does not discuss the rapture at all. In 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and 1 audible voice, and it's now written in this book. God showed me the word first fruits is actually a secret door found in the book of Revelation and Leviticus, linking the feasts to the prophecies. Revelation is not written chronologically, but when linked for the first time, the prophecies of Revelation can correctly be put in prophetic order. And I think that this is the book that God is going to use to reach a lot of people in the last days because it finally explains it. One prophetic word said, there is a lock, and he didn't even know I'd written a book. There's a lock. I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you. It will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. I just told my son, I think the day will arrive that this book will sell millions. I don't think we'll be ordering them by the 10,000 like we do now. I think we'll be ordering them by the 100,000, and who knows, maybe by the million. I think it's going to be a big, big book, and I'd recommend you get it. And the best deal on it is the Watchman package, because here's what you get in the Watchman package. You get 2 big 2-foot by 3-foot color charts, the brand new updated charts. You also get a copy of my handwritten book. This is where I memorized the book of Revelation. Okay, you get a copy of it because it has all of my little notes out here on the side saying what I think. Also, I taught all the way through from chapter 5 through the end of Revelation right here, and you can get this on 5 DVD discs. So you get 2 charts, the book, me teaching through the book of Revelation, and my handwritten copy. And this is all for a gift of $200. We can't even keep them in stock. I mean, it is very, very, very popular. So anyway, I'd recommend you get that. And you get that by going to prophecyclub.com. All right, now let's go back to what Vicki Parnell was saying. So I'm going to repeat this last thing. This is repeating it. The people of the world will suffer greatly, more so than now when this happens, won't they, Gabriel? He suggests, daughter of Zion, they will. Now let's continue. Daughter of Zion, beloved of the kingdom of heaven, who fights for the host to know the Lamb Jesus, the Christ, as the Savior too. I am here in official business. You must take down my every word as they are spoken. This announcement is to be shared at the designated moment of time in which the Lamb, the risen Lamb of heaven, Jesus Christ, Son of God of heaven, Elohim, Jehovah the Great, I am, speaks to you to deliver it to your world and not before. So apparently in this she's released it, it's the right time. Now, it is hinting, I will say that, it is hinting that the tribulation has started. However, I do not know of any feast in this particular time period, so I'm not totally convinced that has actually started. I understand. So you're willing to deliver this official proclamation and announcement to your world and its inhabitants. For Jesus Christ, whom I love, and Father God, who I also love, yes, Gabriel, I am. He gives a short nod with his helmet-clad head. I see his blonde hair from underneath it. As he reached to his right side, I noticed 2 things. There's a scroll container on his side, but also, he's in armor, yet it doesn't impede his holy movements at all. He's holding in his hand now a double-rolled scroll that he has removed from the greenish-gold bag-like scroll container. I believe, is called a pouch when used in this manner. He begins unrolling the double-rolled scroll. The handles appear to be gold-trimmed with bronze. I can see the tips of the ends. By the way, as I was going through this, considering whether I was going to put it on, the anointing kept touching me. So I am quite confident this is of God. There had been a clasp and a black-red seal that he'd broken easily before unrolling the scroll. The angel Gabriel looks over at me. I nod my head. Jesus Christ, in your name, I ask, let me write every word correctly and hear only the words truthfully as Father God sent them and meant them to be heard and understood. The back of the scroll resembles white parchment infused with gold. The writing is in red, bright red letters. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O wretched world and its inhabitants. You have been judged. Your sins and wickedness are many. Grace was given to men, to the great earth and its inhabitants, out of love and mercy from the Father of all, the Creator of all, the Almighty God of heaven, who sent his Son down to earth so redemption could be offered and accepted, who chose the risen Lamb's great gift of life through Jesus Christ's death and ascension. The time of grace is officially expired in heaven's court, and men's hearts are more wicked, more sin-filled than ever before the days of Lot, as he lived in Sodom, that great city of sin. You are hereby given notice that the time of tribulation days shall continue, but now you shall face the appointed time of the Lord's great day, the day of the Lord, the day of wrath, the day of vengeance, which, by the way, is one less than 24-hour day. It is recorded and noted in the Holy Scriptures of Truth that was sent down to man and written under the anointing from the God of Heaven's Holy Spirit that gave to men his words to capture and write onto skins, parchment, and finally paper. Once the man of sin arises to full power, elected to his position as ruler of your world, the supreme of all, your seven-year time of tribulation shall begin. Okay, so that's telling us it hasn't yet begun, even though three different people say the first seal is opened, but it's saying that once the Antichrist has been elected to his position of world ruler, that's when it starts. Let me read that again. Once the man of sin rises to full power, elected to his position as ruler of your world, the supreme of all, your seven-year time of tribulation shall begin. So I guess that is the confirmation of the covenant. Days of tribulation shall then turn into the tribulation foretold in the Holy Scriptures of Truth. The promised day of the Lord, a day of holy vengeance and wrath, no longer is foretold warning. It has arrived upon your world, and soon in the days to come, it will become evident to all. The Lamb's great day shall begin suddenly. Suddenly to all the inhabitants of the earth, a dark time of your world as darkness descends. Now, other words she's had says that the 3 days of darkness is associated with the start of the seven-year tribulation. A dark time of your world as darkness descends. Destruction falls with the ending of his day, displaying his wrath on those who refuse to accept his gift of salvation. To those who spat on his name and that of the Father, the Most High God of heaven, refusing to acknowledge their existence and ignoring the blatant warnings from heaven. Even before his wrath has fully come, fully fallen upon this wicked world of the earth. This is the official proclamation from the Almighty God of heaven that it's the time of now for the day of the Lord to begin. This day is duly written about giving warning upon warning to the inhabitants of the earth and below. Now, it goes on saying these, which I will actually read. It's time is now. Its time is here. A time destruction like never seen before. A time of calamities, a time of desolation and waste, A time of chaos and fear as all these things fall upon your world for those who do not trust in the risen Lamb's name. A time of great perplexity. A time of sorrow. A time of hope for the Lamb's children as promises are filled by him to them. A time of destitution as nations crumble and fall. A time of war, a time of vengeance, a time like never seen before your world. Then lastly, a time of great, great wrath from the Lamb that shall pour out down upon the earth in holy, fierce, righteous judgment. That would be the morning star. This time is now. This time is here. The time of the appointed day of the Lamb's wrath begins, here it is, begins as darkness falls upon your world and further into sin. Many shall choose to go. Many will choose to go into the world of sin. You shall reap what you have sown, O inhabitants of the world. Your time has come. The risen Lamb's time has come, and you will feel the weight of his judgment's sword upon you. And no one can hide from him. All inhabitants above and below the earth's surface and in waters deep shall know the Lamb's time has come. Tribulation days are about to expire. In other words, that's the trouble leading up to the seven-year tribulation. The day of the Lamb has come. Antichrist shall be elected to world power and leader. Then, as the Lamb's sword of judgment from his right arm of righteousness continually falls, your tribulation, O world, of 7 years begins. They just told us. When the Antichrist is elected world leader, and when the 3 days of darkness hits, that is the start of the seven-year tribulation. So it hadn't started yet, but he told us two big signs to watch for. And before the 7 years have been completed, the Lamb's wrath shall fall fully and heavenly upon you of the earth below. Now, that's straight out of Matthew 24:22, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. So, it's not a full 7 years. It's shortened a little bit. And by the way, that's scriptural. Hear ye one and all. Hear you now. I bring the official tidings to the world that Jesus Christ, the risen Lamb, you have refused as your Savior, is returning in vengeance and wrath. No longer will you go unpunished for your wrongs you do. His righteous eyes and the eyes of his Father, the great I Am, Jehovah, sees it all. The time is now upon your world. It starts now, meaning when the Antichrist is elected and when there's 3 days of darkness. Now is this foretold time, and it will start suddenly. A dark, dark, dark time. Notice it says dark three times. That may be for the 3 days of darkness. A dark, dark, dark time has come, O inhabitants of the world. The Lamb offers his gift of salvation to your world while it is still available. Repent of your sins and evil wicked doings. Return to your Creator and God of heaven. Accept Jesus Christ the Lord into your heart and be redeemed by his blood, by his gift that is still available to all. The door of salvation is closing. Now, nobody wants to hear that. We want to think that we can accept Jesus right up to the last moment. But apparently not, and I can't think of a scripture that says that it will continue to the very last end. The door of salvation is closing. Seek him while he can still be found before his wrath descends. Now, obviously, when his wrath is descending, then, you know, time is up, okay? Death comes to many in the day of the Lord. Death comes. This is your official announcement, O evil, and the just inhabitants of the earth. Okay, what just said? It said both good and bad are going to see this. The announcement to all the great day of the Lord, of the Lamb has arrived upon your world and is ready to descend, bringing darkness. What's that, the third or fourth time it said that? Bringing darkness as it does. A dark, dark, dark time has come to your world. Second time it said dark three times in a row. The angel Gabriel brings rolling. The heart heavenly, excuse me, said, the angel Gabriel begins rolling the heavenly scroll back together. My heart is heavy with the news. He places the now clasped scroll back into the greenish gold pouch on his side. Daughter of Zion, you must warn the world. The time of the Lamb's return to your world during his great day is a time of destruction. But it is also time for his children to trust in him like never before. His children have become lax in the worship of the risen Lamb. Jesus the Savior and of the Father, the great God and creator of all heaven. It's only through the purging of the refining fire of testing that they shall rise and be the warrior and soldier in him, in Jesus Christ the Lamb, who they have called to be. Many will fall. Many will turn and walk away from the Father's love. Just this past Sunday, I talked on patience. Have patience. And in Revelation, that means don't quit. Don't quit Jesus. You might want to go watch that. Many will fall. I think that's saying not just many people, but many Christians. Pre-tribbers. Many will fall. Many will turn and walk away from the Father's love and that of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. But others shall begin to grow in him, strong and true. Resilient to sin by his word, they hide inside their hearts. Jesus the Lamb shall speak with you himself. On the time of the releasing of the official proclamation of the courts of heaven, under the command of the Almighty, Most High God Jehovah of heaven above, O Gabriel, I will wait for my lovely Jesus Christ to tell me when to release this announcement. His will be done over mine, over all things. Now, daughter of faith and of Zion, I must go. The battle is fierce in heaven, and I have one such message yet to deliver, a visit ordained from heaven to another of his precious children. Bye, Gabriel. One day, we will be in God's heaven together, and we can talk of all the wonderful things Father God and Jesus, my love, has done, and all that you have seen. I would like that, daughter of heaven. But for now, I must go. And he was gone. So what's the point? I've been looking for this tribulation to start since I started studying Bible prophecy, which I think was in somewhere around 1974, 1976, somewhere in there. I've been watching for this. I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, I know you don't want to send this out to your friends. You're afraid of losing them as friends. I understand that. But as you can tell, the time for friends that are not saved is time to get direct. It's time to get direct. It's time to talk to them. You got to send this to them. They'll think you're a nutcase. You have a hole in your head. But Ezekiel 33:6 says, if you see a sword coming, brothers and sisters, this is a sword. If you see a sword coming and you don't warn them, their blood is on your head. Send this out to all of your friends. Let them know. They have to ask Jesus to forgive their sins. Just ask them. Just say, Jesus, forgive my sins. Jesus, be my God. It's that simple.
Introducing the Watch Prophecy Club app, now available for your Android and iOS devices. Watch Prophecy Club is your exclusive home for the last 30 plus years of the best in Bible prophecy and end times information from the Prophecy Club. This app features over 100 speakers and 23 categories of Prophecy Club titles since the beginning. We are also excited to announce an integrated community feature where you can interact with other believers and Bible prophecy students. Choose either a monthly or annual subscription with a 3-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
I recommend, if you want to have your wealth not lost, if you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them. Call 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. I also recommend you go to josephkitchen.com. Get yourself a machine package. That's the wherewithal to grind the wheat berries into flour. Put those into a bread machine with five other ingredients. Push about 2 hours or 40 minutes later, you have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. I've had many people email me. They absolutely love the bread. They love the whole idea. And see, because it's long-term storage food. And as in the days of Pharaoh, what fed the world for 7 years? It was wheat. I believe wheat is God's food for famines, or God's famine food. There's no perfect one food a person could eat for their whole lifetime and be totally healthy. But in my opinion, bread may come the closest. I mean, why does God call us the wheat? Wheat and the tares, okay. I think it's because the primary thing we're supposed to be eating is wheat. So go there, and then after you get the machine package, that's all of the mechanical things to make the bread, then you decide how much food you want. By the way, most of your long-term storage food, you're talking $9,000 or $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Did you get that? $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000 per person. We're not talking about half price. We're not talking about 80% less. We're talking about like 90% less than what the other people can tell you that they can get you long-term storage for. I do not know of anybody that can beat that. This is an actual loaf of bread that I actually made. I eat bread. I mean, it's I also have to say that it's brought my cholesterol down. It's brought my blood pressure down. And that I don't get hungry as often. I typically will have a slice for breakfast and a slice for lunch and then a normal meal for whatever. And I've lost, 30 pounds over the last year. And in my opinion, I think the primary thing is that did it was, of course, watching what I eat and, you know, all the other things, but bread. So I eat bread as the primary source. And it's also, it'll reduce your food budget too. Anyway, go check it out.